From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama's ambitious Asia-Pacific free trade agenda suffered a setback Friday when the House of Representatives voted against part of the package. By a nearly 2-to-1 margin, Mr. Obama's fellow Democrats, as well as Republicans, voted down a measure that would have given aid to workers who lost their jobs as a result of U.S. trade deals. White House spokesman Josh Earnest called the vote a procedural snafu and said Mr. Obama is confident that more Democrats can be persuaded to support the workers' aid part.
These kinds of entanglements are endemic to the House of Representatives. But the president is determined to build a bipartisan majority to make sure that we're living up to our commitment as Democrats to fight for middle-class families.
The aid to workers piece of the overall legislation is required to make the rest of it succeed. Even though lawmakers went on to approve so-called fast-track authority for Mr. Obama to negotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, the overall vote is far from a victory for the president. Rescuers dug through the rubble of a UNESCO site hit by a missile during airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition against Houthi rebels in Yemen's capital city Sana'a on Friday. At least 6 civilians were killed in the attack. The UN Cultural Agency condemned the bombing, saying that historical buildings, monuments, museums, and archaeological sites in the country had suffered since the start of the conflict. For more than 11 weeks, an Arab military group led by Saudi Arabia has been bombing the Houthis, the predominant rebel group in Yemen. This is VOA News. Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. Authorities sealed the office in Islamabad on Thursday and gave staff members 15 days to leave the country. A Pakistani official said the government had been monitoring so-called suspicious activities, but did not say what they were. Saeed Ahmed is a spokesman for Save the Children.
And we are serving the communities of Pakistan in collaboration with the government of Pakistan for improving the health and education of children and their families.
Save the Children, which has been in Pakistan for 35 years, said it strongly objects to this action and is raising its serious concerns at the highest levels. Members of youth vigilante forces in northern Nigeria say that Boko Haram militants have burned 6 villages and killed 37 people in a new attack near the insurgent stronghold in Sambisa Forest. Government-aligned vigilantes told reporters Friday that the attacks took place late Wednesday. One vigilante spokesman told Associated Press news agency that the victims were farmers who had recently returned to their villages after Nigerian soldiers had cleared the areas occupied by Boko Haram earlier this year. On Thursday, officials from Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin met in the Nigerian capital Abuja to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Boko Haram. An American labor union says hackers are now in possession of sensitive personnel information on all federal employees following a major cyber intrusion that U.S. officials say originated in China. The American Federation of Government Employees said in a letter to the Office of Personnel Management that hackers have personnel data on all federal, retirees, and former employees. The OPM said last week as many as 4 million current and former federal workers might have been affected by the December hacking. Some U.S. officials and lawmakers say Chinese-based hackers, possibly with links to Beijing, carried out the attack. China has dismissed the accusations as irresponsible. And reports published Friday show U.S. consumers becoming more optimistic while inflation rose a bit from very low levels. Data from the University of Michigan surveys of consumers show they were encouraged by the improving outlook for jobs and lower gasoline prices. The reports are part of the data that top officials of the central bank consider next week as they debate how soon and how much to raise a key interest rate. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.